Perched on a rock, on the far right side of this painting, stands our hero, Natty Bumppo, the star of James Fenimore Cooper's wildly popular series of novels called The Leather Stocking Tales. He has just shot a panther to rescue the two young women at the painting's center, one of whom has fainted. Elizabeth Kornhauser discusses the cultural context of John Queedor's wonderfully melodramatic painting, which dates to 1832.
What's interesting about this scene is that the artist Queedor could count on the fact that most of his viewers would have read this very popular novel and would have already understood what the scene was portraying. And he spends a lot of his effort creating a very fantastic and horrific mood in the painting by showing stylized, twisted tree trunks and roots that take on menacing anthropomorphic shapes. And this is a very interesting moment in American art where one sees that the leading painters of the day collaborated with the leading writers of the time. And there was a real artistic community that emerges in New York City amongst these great writers and artists and poets as well.
Queedor also painted many scenes from the writings of Washington Irving. His ability to both capture the narrative and create brilliant caricatures charged his scenes with drama and humor.